This is an Enterprise Times podcast. I'm here with Vittorio Pellicano, founder and CEO of Verenia. Hi, Vic.
Hi.
You're launching this week at SuiteWorld, Verenia CRM for NetSuite. Why?
That's a great question. For a lot of reasons, but not the least of which is we feel like there's an awful lot of folks, despite the great tools that NetSuite offers, who shop outside the ecosystem for sales enablement or sales acceleration tools. And we don't believe that should be the case. As a CPQ vendor the last few years and leading in that category in a lot of ways, we developed a very deep understanding of how the front office folks use ERP systems. We thought we could accumulate that knowledge into a great product that will be different in some ways than what you'll see from other CRM vendors who are more focused around software or non-product-based verticals.
Now, I could ask you at this point, what does it do? And that's a simple product question, but what do the clients that you have want it to do?
What you're getting to see now from all companies, not just physical product companies, but everybody's trying to find ways to serve the customers better. Amazon didn't disrupt Toys R Us and Sears just because they had a website. It was because they served the customers in a very unique way. And when you're a manufacturer, a wholesale distributor, or retailer, you're coming up against these challenges of customer expectations being set a different way. And I think it requires new thought behind the tools you use to be able to create those experiences for the customers that they so desperately need from you. And obviously it goes beyond just a website. It goes beyond just answering the phone. There's lots and lots of things that they want. And we saw a lot of opportunity to be able to help that, to help people have those tools available to them without leaving the NetSuite ecosystem holistically.
I don't know if you've read Daniel Pink's book, To Sell Is Human, but his view is that everyone in an organization is now a salesperson. So how does that come across within your new solution? Because when we spoke earlier, you said it's not just about selling from the AE, it's also about the whole operation deeper within the organization.
Yeah, and sales and customer service get a little conflated, especially if you're a manufacturer, where maybe they don't have a dedicated team of account executives like a software company, but they have inside sales or customer service who's putting in orders. But a lot of their business isn't about how to set up the next deal and how to win it and how to discount and how to set up the marketing funnel. There's a principle of manufacturing, and the rule is that you're supposed to do 80% of your business with 20% of your customers. So these aren't just like new customers that you can just burn through or correct some churn along the way like a software company might. Netflix adds 100,000 subscribers, they're going to lose 20,000. They know that. That's not how manufacturers work. When you talk about CRM and the reason Salesforce now is doing more with Service Cloud and other things around the sales piece is because interfacing with the customer, it's supposed to be customer relationship managed, not sales relationship management. And it's about not just selling them something, but being able to service that customer ongoing. So the system needs not only to be able to organize a deal or do a quote, it needs to be able to provide that ongoing experience so that you can serve those customers better in the long run, regardless if you're an outside sales rep, if you're a distributor rep, if you're a dealer of the product, even if you're on the shop floor and you want to look up the order or you want to look up other things or attachments they've sent you, all that kind of stuff has to come into play in one place. And I think that's the unique thing we're offering here.
How are you achieving that?
We've built a fully native solution in NetSuite using only SuiteScript and approved things. But we've created a whole new experience that's just set up for customer service and sales. It doesn't have all the finance and transactional tools. I think it'll be easier once you and the folks who are listening take a look at it to understand how it serves these purposes. But the whole system's built around sharing data, sharing customers, sharing emails. One of the great features is it has deep email integration. If you bought it from your organization and you signed in, it would actually bring in all your emails that you've ever had with any contact and bring them into the CRM and create them in threaded views along with everybody else in the organization and attach them. So now any salesperson can find out what's going on with the customer. And that kind of transparency and honesty about what people are doing in your business, I think one of the things customers hate the most in the world is when you can't give them an answer. You say, we got to wait till Steve gets back in 2 weeks. He's on vacation in the Caribbean. Now all that stuff's available in real time and in a nicer user interface where you can just pull it up and it's all shared right there with everybody.
You mentioned there that it doesn't include the financial transactions in a sense, but does that mean that accounts are not involved in this process, or are they involved in this process as well?
They could be involved. It would be how they decided to use our CRM when they implemented. But the idea, some of the data will show up. You'll be able to find out, is the customer in good standing? Do they have open invoices? What shipped recently? Did they send an RGA? All that kind of data is available to the person viewing the customer record through the system. In a timeline activity view log, it's actually really cool. You can see everything that's happening with the customer in real time. And especially with a system like NetSuite that really does house an enormous amount of data, but sometimes it's hard to make sense of and find all the related transactions and be able to pull them together in a cohesive way with the communications involved and everything else. That's a pretty unique thing. The accounts people can be involved if they thought it was best to be able to find out all the communications happening with the customer and see that timeline view. But at the end of the day, they still have all the tools in NetSuite. And if those are serving them, then that's fine.
So what they've got is a customer-centric view if they need to, and that's the customer engagement piece. They've still got their traditional NetSuite back-end finance operational piece that they can still work within.
We'll take it largely where the market tells us to take it, like I think a good software company should. Our vision for it is really about when you look at the underserved parts of the front office of physical product companies, you think about things like everybody knows you can manage a contact in a CRM. That's CRM 101. And you got to be able to send an email from a CRM. I don't think I blew anybody's mind with that feature. But those front office tools to be able to say, if you ask anybody who works at a manufacturer or a wholesale team, especially if they don't have NetSuite, they have it worse. A customer calls in and wants to know what's going on with an order. This can take 15 to 20 minutes to half an hour just to dig out all the data, dig out the documents, dig out the emails, go talk to the guy in production. And being able just to click on his record, I think people would expect in 2019, and be able to see that in a timeline view and filter it down by, I want to see what his shipments were last week. I want to see this. When we look at what the productivity of the people who are interfacing with your customers is like, whatever those functions are that we can create value to, those are certainly the functions we're going to build. So things like being able to share, we've had requests from customers, they want to share marketing data with their customers. So they want a repository with their most up-to-date marketing sheets or flyers. And they want to share it with certain people, kind of like a Google Drive, but being able to share it and then change the files out and giving them a link. They want email tracking. When you send a quote off to somebody, you can see when somebody opens it. We actually have that feature. They want to be able just to know more about how to service the customer better, again, and create that productivity and the customer experience that people expect.
Do you see this impacting how NetSuite is solved, or is this something that's just adding on to NetSuite?
I like to think that it will create an incredible amount of value for two types of people. For people who have NetSuite but are looking at third-party CRMs, and people who are just evaluating sales acceleration tools like CRM and may overlook NetSuite in the process, that they will take a look at ours as well, and we can help guide them into the ecosystem. So those are the two people it's targeted to.
What's been the traction in the market today?
We haven't even launched a beta, and we have 4 contracts signed, which might not be a lot, but for a smaller firm like ours, it's not bad, considering we've done no press releases, no email blast, anything. It's been exciting, and people really love the look and feel of it. I think it's going to grow into something really, really amazing as the next year or two go by and really see how it grows. The interesting thing will be to see how we can work with the other NetSuite partners out there. We're actively involved with a payments partner right now to do some credit card processing through it. Avalara we're working with on some tax stuff, and we're looking to some of the signature partners to talk about creating, again, more about just that sales experience. NetSuite, Lord knows, does enough on the operations and transactional side, and frankly, I don't even know what it does. Us and the fellow sales enablement partners are trying to figure out how we can work together to help make this experience pretty unique and give them a reason to stay here and maybe not go look at Salesforce.
You mentioned signature partners and technology partners of NetSuite, but what about channel partners?
Channel partners are, I think, going to be super excited about this, because when you call through, one of the great challenges of my life is I've never been able to sell an ERP to somebody, full disclosure, but I can sell sales tools to people. there's an awful lot of firms out there who do resell sales acceleration software, CRM, et cetera, who I think this is going to be a pretty exciting thing for them to say, here's another product that I can work with that I can sell that maybe is lighter weight or cheaper or faster or is more built for physical product companies than maybe a Salesforce where maybe you're trying to fit a square peg into a round hole with a manufacturer. This will fit better for them. So we have upwards of like 30 or 40 resale partners now for our CPQ. And I see that growing pretty quickly in the near future with CRM. We had our sales acceleration conference, and I think you and I talked while I was giving my keynote. It was a virtual conference. We had about 15 or 20 sponsors to that, fellow NetSuite partners, and we had huge attendance. We had over 500 people come, which was really exciting. There's a lot of interest in saying, what can NetSuite do for me on the sales side and customer service side? And I know NetSuite's working on their stuff too, and what they do is awesome, and it's going to get better. But this is just creating that optionality for customers that they like.
Are you doing another sales virtual conference?
Yeah, next January.
So when you look at your product you're producing, if you're comparing it, and you obviously do compare it to Salesforce, Salesforce isn't just about having a CRM. There are also additional sales management tools on top, and things like Altify, for example, or the Miller Heiman Scout. Are you looking to work with some of those third-party vendors who deliver that kind of sales management methodologies, or are you looking to develop that yourself?
There's a few schools of thought on this. I've never been a believer that I want to build every piece of software that's necessary to grow my business. I think partnerships work really well for everybody involved. That said, there's ways for us to work with just NetSuite on this, who I know is improving their sales management capabilities. So the first question is going to be, how do we partner with NetSuite to use what they've done really well, along with our tools that maybe more people are logging into day to day, but using their stuff for sales management analytics, where they have obviously a huge global infrastructure. So that'd be the first question is, does NetSuite supply it, and can we partner with them on it? And then the next question would be, who can we partner with that does it really well that we can work with? The product is in onsuiteapp.com. It's available. They've looked at it. We've talked about it. I don't think that's a potential outcome for a bunch of reasons, not the least of which is they don't behave that way to partners. Traditionally, there are some firms that have been known to do that. I haven't heard of NetSuite doing that. We've partnered with the leadership, and a lot of what we talk about is being able to, again, address more of our potential joint customers. One of the attractive things, I think, was for us to be able to bring new logos to NetSuite and us to market it as a CRM, which it is, and it lives in its own right. We can bring those leads in and get some of those sales-only leads over to NetSuite. The other thing is NetSuite's globally known and understood as this rockstar ERP financial tool, and it has a CRM, and a lot of people use it, and many are very happy. But when folks first look at the brand, they think finances, they think transactions, they think operations, and I think it would be very difficult for them just to flip a switch and get all the salespeople to call them, or for them to start dialing into salespeople and speak the sales lingo. From their standpoint, it's let Verenia try that, and if they fall on their face, they fall on their face. But NetSuite was a $10 billion company a few years ago before Oracle grew it. I think they're doing okay without calling CSOs, so why not let me try that, and let's see what I can do with it.
As you said, you're quite a small company based in Canada, but NetSuite are growing exponentially internationally. So how are you going to catch up, or how are you going to do that international expansion to follow in their shadow?
The first thing with globalization, and the great thing about being a NetSuite partner, and especially an SDN partner like we are, is we just really have to make sure the product's in shape and the sales handle themselves. That means localization and multi-currency. And again, being native to the platform helps a lot because they've built all these localization tools into the platform for us to leverage when we build our stuff. So because of that, it's honestly not that difficult to add a new language or add a new currency because the SDN framework allows for that very readily. So I don't think it's a bunch of catch-up. The challenge you may hit is where we're doing a lot of our own global reach out. I have customers right now in about 8 countries. The software is used in over, I think, 15 or 17 the last time we checked by various channel partners and things like that. So it's not like we're a stranger to that. We have workers out of Europe and out of many different areas of the world. I don't think it's a big challenge for us to go global. I do think this presents a pretty unique opportunity for us to even stay closer to home in the U.S. because I feel like this is largely an untapped market. Obviously, not CRM isn't an untapped market. I'm not that naive. But I think the spin we're putting on it and creating this value for the physical product companies and focusing on them first, there's a lot of greenfield to do here and then obviously go overseas.
When you made the decision to develop this, and NetSuite, as you've already said, developed their own software and they've got more announcements this week, how do you know that they're not going to develop it? Have they blessed this new product?
Yeah, rootstock. I think it's interesting you brought them up because one of the things you said, has NetSuite blessed this? Has NetSuite signed off on this? And I think it's funny because Salesforce has AppExchange where they create their partners and they have ERP partners. So I think it's kind of natural that an ERP would also have a CRM partner. It just seems to make sense to me in the world of enterprise software nowadays. And where a software company, their first real software buy might be a CRM. For people in the physical product space, I think the first buy is usually an ERP because they got to track assets and liabilities and their balance sheets. It's just a natural extension. There's certain features of CRM that every ERP just has to have by its nature. And I think NetSuite's grown a lot of the other tools around it, but letting a partner just be dead focused on that experience and helping create it and grow it is no different than Rootstock or one of the other ERPs, Financial Force or Salesforce has out there now.
Thank you.
Okay.